With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. Nearly $200 million in grant money will go to California cities and counties to move homeless people from encampments into housing. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the funding today while also pledging increased oversight of efforts by local governments to reduce homelessness. The governor says he will move 22 state personnel from a housing enforcement unit to help cities and counties deliver on projects to reduce homelessness and to crack down if they do not. A report released by the California State Auditor last week said California had failed to track billions of dollars spent on homelessness programs. Newsom put much of the blame for the scathing report on local governments.
It is all about accountability. It's driving that accountability at the local level. As you know, anyone read that audit, it's primarily about the data at the local level that's not being collected. It's difficult. And that's, I get it, it's hard for everybody. The pressures we put on, there's new money in this space. And so we've been driving a lot of progress and reforms, and we need everybody to catch up.
Newsom said cities and counties will have to plan to build new housing for homeless residents or face potential legal action from the Attorney General's office. An estimated 171,000 people are homeless in California, a number that's grown despite massive spending by the state. Soul Bloom, the three-day music festival at Sacramento's Discovery Park, starts on May 3rd, but many customers say they haven't received their passes. The festival website says they'll be sent closer to the festival date, but people traveling to the event want confirmation before making the commitment. Headlining artist SZA still has the festival listed on her tour dates, but other artists seem to have conflicts. The festival hasn't responded to customers. Homelessness, public safety, and city development were the chief topics at today's State of the City speech in Stockton. As his term as mayor ends, Kevin Lincoln was speaking at his last such address before a sold-out crowd, as we hear in this report from Cap Radio's Rich Ibarra.
About 1,000 were in attendance at the Port of Stockton as Mayor Kevin Lincoln stepped up to the podium, optimistic in his view of the city's accomplishments over the past year, especially with homelessness.
We have added 738 shelter beds and 862 housing units for individuals and families.
Stockton still faces a problem with hiring and retaining police officers, down by almost 100 sworn officers. However, Mayor Kevin Lincoln sees the city making headway in curbing crime.
In 2023, we saw an 8% decrease in homicides and removed 963 firearms off the streets of Stockton, California.
In addition, Stockton is rebounding after declaring bankruptcy in 2012 with the reopening of Fire Station Number 1 and the addition of 6 new fire trucks.
We are officially restoring services and reopening Fire Station 7, the last fire station closed due to bankruptcy.
Mayor Lincoln touts Stockton as the most diverse city in America, and he sees a bright future ahead.
And that vision is that Stockton will become the best city in America to live, raise a family, and to grow a business.
In Stockton, Rich Ibarra, Cap Radio News.
And you can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.